Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, the Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We are now in week six of Spring 2 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you have started VADI and should be working on fundamentals this week. If you need assistance, please reach out early. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo this term. You are so close. This is your make it or break it term. We know you have what it takes to make it. If you are a 480 student, you are in capstone now. Do not forget to complete this work. It feels like a lot, we know. You should be ramping up next term and then a successful NCLEX completion. You can do this. You have come so far already. Your proctor is approaching. Please make sure you are preparing and reaching out to your professor for one-on-one tutoring if you are not achieving passing grades. For the rest of West Coast University, you may be listening in. Reach out early for help when it's needed. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, as well as the nursing academic specialist workshops. Take advantage of everything we have to offer you. It is all set up for your success. This week's podcast is discussing depression management with Professor Gaiani.
Hi. My name's Guyanne, and I'm one of the mental health instructors here at West Coast University, and welcome to Operation Pass NCLEX. My video will briefly touch on depression and how to communicate with your depressed client. In order to do so, we must understand what is depression really. So, depression is a condition marked by persistently low mood, lack of energy, and an absence of pleasure. So a patient who has depression has a potential for a risk for suicide, especially if they have family history or a personal history of suicide attempt. Maybe they have comorbid anxiety or panic disorder, comorbid substance use or psychosis history, poor self-esteem, lack of social support, or a chronic underlying medical condition. So this leads to how one is diagnosed with major depressive disorder. So a single episode or recurrent episodes resulting in a significant change in a client's normal functioning, such as social, occupational, self-care, accompanied by at least five of the following specific clinical findings, which must occur almost daily for a minimum at least 2 weeks and last most of the day. So this can be a depressed mood, difficulty sleeping or excessive sleeping, indecisiveness, decreased ability to concentrate, suicidal ideations, increase or decrease in motor function, inability to feel pleasure, or increase or decrease in weight of more than 5% of total body weight over 1 month. Now, care of your client who has MDD will depend on what phase that they're in. So there's the acute phase, the continuation phase, and your maintenance phase. So in our first phase, the acute phase, this is where you see severe clinical findings of depression. Treatment can generally be from 6 to 12 weeks in duration. This is where your patient will be hospitalized. Reduction of depressive manifestations is the goal of the treatment, and assessment of suicide risk and implementation of safety precautions or one-on-one observation is needed. After the acute phase, we lead into the continuation phase, and in this phase, your patient has increased ability to function. So this is where your treatment is generally 4 to 9 months in duration. And in this case, in this phase, relapse prevention through education, medication therapy, and psychotherapy is the goal of the treatment. Now, if your patient is now in the maintenance phase, this is remission of manifestation. So this phase can last for years. So the goal of the treatment is to prevent a future depressive episodes. Let's briefly dive into physical assessment findings. So you're caring for your patient and then going through all the phases we just went over. What assessment findings will you see? So the client most often looks sad with a blunted affect. The client can exhibit poor grooming and lack of hygiene. Psychomotor retardation, which is slowed physical movement, slumped posture, is more common, but psychomotor agitation, which is restlessness, finger tapping, pacing, can also occur. The client can become socially isolated, showing little or no effort to interact, slowed speech, decreased verbalization, and delayed response. All right, let's dive into nursing care. Priority assessment is to assess the client's risk for suicide and to implement appropriate safety precautions. Number one thing to do is implement one-on-one observation for a patient high at risk for suicide. Don't place the patient in a private room. Place the patient in a room close to the nurse's station and closely monitor patient during medication administration due to risk of patient discarding meds and saving them up to overdose. Now, how do we communicate with our patient who has MDD? Therapeutically. Relate therapeutically to the client who is unable or unwilling to communicate. Make time to be with the client, even if they do not speak. Make observations, open-ended observations, open-ended questions, rather than being close-ended. So instead of saying, "Did you enjoy group today?" say, "I noticed you attended the unit meeting today. What were some coping mechanisms you learned?" So open-ended instead of close-ended. Give directions in simple, concrete sentences because a client who has depression has difficulty focusing on and comprehending long sentences. Give the client enough time to respond to a conversation due to possible delayed response time. So if you're asking a question and they're not responding to you, they're not ignoring you. They just need time to collect their thoughts and then respond to you. Now, when you're caring for your client, make sure you monitor the client's ability to perform activities of daily living and encourage independence as much as possible. Focus on strengths and teach assertiveness. And finally, let's briefly touch on medications. SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, are the leading treatment for depression. So when your patient is placed on SSRIs, it's important to educate them on these certain factors. Do not discontinue medication suddenly. Notify the provider of any thoughts of suicide because therapeutic effects are not immediate with SSRIs. It can take several weeks or more to reach full therapeutic benefits. Avoid hazardous activities such as driving or operating heavy equipment or machinery due to potential adverse effect of sedation. And finally, absolutely avoid alcohol while taking any antidepressant. Hope you found my brief video on depression helpful, and best of wishes and good luck on being one step closer on passing your NCLEX.
Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We will be back again next week with a new episode. Stay safe, stay sane, and wash your hands.